Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. We've been sharing all week long on the subject of encouraging yourself. We've talked about encouraging yourself against the enemy, taking authority over his works, and we've been talking about encouraging yourself in the Lord. Whenever you have a situation come against yourself, learn to encourage yourself in the Lord. We've talked about the fact that we must look at the Word. The Word is going to encourage us. The Word is going to strengthen us. We need to look at what the promises of God say. Quit going by your feelings and start getting into God's Word and looking at yourself through the eyes of the Lord. Look at yourself after the Spirit, not after the flesh. The Bible says goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. You need to start realizing that. Praise God, I can come and receive God's goodness and His mercy will come upon me. His mercies are new every morning. That's the love of God in action towards you. Psalms 84:11 says that He doesn't withhold anything from those that walk uprightly. God will come on the scene and He will bring His promises for you. Romans 8:31, if God be for me, who can be against me? If God's for you, and He is, if as long as you're in fellowship with Him, and you've confessed your sin and received forgiveness and cleansing from all unrighteousness, then He's for you. And if God's for you, the enemy is not going to be able to prevail. You have the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember that God is our help. God is our strength. He's our help in time of trouble. You need to look unto Him and realize that, praise God, you are a new creation in Christ. You've been made the righteousness of God. You're a child of God. You're an heir of God. You have an inheritance in Jesus Christ. And you have been quickened and raised up and seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus in a position of authority. Praise God for the blessings of God. The Bible says in Ephesians 1:3 that we've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And now the law, the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. If you have an area of sin in your life, what's the answer? The Word of God. It declares that you can reckon yourself dead indeed unto sin, and that sin has no dominion over you, because Jesus came and destroyed its effect. Now you can lay aside the sin. If you do sin, remember, run to the Lord and confess the sin. He's faithful and just to forgive you, cleanse you from all unrighteousness, and know that it's the goodness of God that leads you to repentance, to turn you around so that you'll walk uprightly. Quit yielding to sin, but start yielding unto righteousness. Yield your members in obedience to righteousness, and you will walk free from sin. The Bible also talks about that we can be free from sickness. Jesus took our infirmities, bore away our sicknesses. By His stripes we were healed. Now we have a right to be healed, and we can come boldly to the throne of grace and receive His healing power, and we can be delivered. Praise God. We can be delivered from demonic spirits. If you have demonic spirits that need to be cast out, praise God, these signs shall follow them that believe. In My name they shall cast out demons. You're a believer, God wants you to cast them out and be set free. If you're having problems financially, the Lord is the answer. Encourage yourself. Get in the Word and realize that He was the one who took away your poverty so that you could have His abundance. And He's the God who meets all of your needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Be sure you're doing the Word, being a tither, being a giver, and sowing in the Spirit, sowing with your finances, and God will cause you to reap accordingly. Of course, if you have any kind of curses on your life, remember Galatians 3:13, God's redeemed you from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. Now the blessings of God can come upon us through Jesus Christ. In the last broadcast, we talked about the fact that we are kings and priests before God, that we are a holy priesthood, and we're a royal priesthood, and the fact that now we're to offer up spiritual sacrifices to God, and we can rule and reign through Jesus Christ. You need to encourage yourself in these things so that you'll know that you can overcome in every situation. If you've been rejected by others, Ephesians 1:6 says you've been accepted in the Beloved. If you're accepted by God and accepted by those believers who are going to walk in love, then that's all that matters. Don't be moved by those that reject you. Those that reject you are giving place to the devil. Pray for them. Forgive them. Don't hold negative things against them, but encourage yourself in the Lord your God. Have you been under condemnation because of sin? The Bible says there's no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. What do you do when you sin? You confess the sin, you receive forgiveness, cleansing from all unrighteousness. God brings you to the place of repentance. He does not condemn you. The goodness of God leads you to repentance, so you'll turn away from it. And He will tell you, go and sin no more. And that's what God wants you to do. So don't receive that condemnation. Encourage yourself in the Lord. And if you're struggling with an area of sin, you get in the Word of God and start acting on the Word, and God will set you free. The Bible says in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You are a can-do person. If you run around saying, I can't do this and I can't do that and I can't accomplish this, you are being negative and you're giving place to the enemy. Encourage yourself in the Lord and realize, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. In fact, the Bible says if you will get in the Word of God and do what His Word says, and if your delight will be in the law of the Lord and you'll meditate day and night, the Bible says you'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and you'll bring forth His fruit in its season, your leaf will not wither, and whatsoever He doeth shall prosper. See, God's a God who will cause you to prosper. Also, we need to realize that if we're going to encourage ourselves in the Lord, we got to be ready to deal with situations and be strong and of good courage. If you'll be strong and of good courage and you'll observe to do the Word, then you'll go in and you'll possess your promises. Keep the Word in your mouth. Keep thinking on what the Word says. Keep doing it. He's commanded you to be strong and of a good courage and not be afraid. Don't be dismayed or get discouraged. You must learn to combat discouragement by encouraging yourself in the Lord. The Bible says, fear not, be not discouraged in Deuteronomy 1, verse 21. Now you need to realize that the greater one lives on the inside of you. 1 John 4:4 says, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. The greater one is on the inside of you, and He causes you to overcome. Praise God. Romans 8:37 says, you are more than a conqueror through Him that loved you. 1 Corinthians 15:57 says that He's the one who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, 2 Corinthians 2:14, he says He always causes us to triumph in Christ. I'll tell you, when you encourage yourself in the Lord, look to God, He'll show you what to do. He'll tell you what to do, give you the Word, give you His plan, and show you how to overcome the situation in your life. And it's going to be through your faith. God's given you His faith. In fact, 1 John 5:4 says, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Your faith is the victory. You got to apply your faith, though. You got to turn it loose. That's why Mark 11:23 says that we're to say unto the mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea, shall not doubt in your heart, but you believe those things which you say will come to pass, you'll have whatsoever you say it. Start speaking to the mountains and the problems in your life, and God will deliver you from that. Verse 24 says that when we come and we pray, whatsoever things we desire or legally demand when we're praying, believe that you receive them. Believe that you take hold of them. That's the prayer of faith. And you shall have them. Praise God. God wants you to be encouraging yourself and overcoming your enemies in your life. So important. Remember, you must humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. Don't ever allow that spirit of pride to rule in your life. The Bible says He resists the proud and He gives grace to the humble. So if you're going to encourage yourself in the Lord, you're going to be smitten yourself to God. You're going to be humbling yourself under the mighty hand of God, and He is going to lift you up. It's important that you see yourself as God sees you. He sees you as more than a conqueror. He sees you as special. He sees you as favored. He sees you as anointed. The anointing of God is on the inside of you. And He has given you that power and authority over the works of the enemy. Of course, remember, when you encourage yourself in the Lord, who your enemy is. Your enemy is Satan. And you're going to have to take aim at these things that are not seen in the realm of the Spirit. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18 says, we look not at the things that are seen, but with the things which are not seen. Why? Because the things that are not seen are the things that are controlling what's going on in the seen realm. The things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are not seen are eternal. In fact, this word look in the Greek really means to take aim at. While we take aim not at the things that are seen, but we take aim at the things that are not seen, because we're going to take dominion in the realm of the Spirit, and it's going to change the circumstances in our life. But you got to get your faith operative. Your faith is going to cause you to overcome in your life if you start speaking forth the Word of God. In fact, the way the God kind of faith works, we're going to call those things that are not happening as happening in our life. Against any hope, we're going to believe in hope. We're not going to be weak in faith considering the natural, just like Abraham didn't consider his body, or he didn't consider Sarah's womb, the situation and the age she was at. Instead, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. He was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And that's what God wants you to do. He wants you to be fully persuaded that what He's promised, He's able to perform. So you need to get in the Word and encourage yourself in the Word of God. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12, the Bible says, fight the good fight of faith. You are going to have to fight the good fight of faith because of the enemy. So encourage yourself, be ready to, and lay hold upon eternal life. In a scripture over in Leviticus chapter 26, verse 7, 8, and 9, and it says this, you shall chase your enemies, and they, the enemies, shall fall before you by the sword. How are you going to overcome? It's going to be with that word coming out of your mouth. That's the sword of the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit is the Word of God that you speak forth, and that's the way you chase your enemies. They're going to fall before you by the sword. He says, five of you will chase 100, 100 of you shall chase 10,000. You're going to put them to flight, and your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. You've got to learn to get the Word of God in your mouth. You've got to learn to open up your mouth and start speaking the Word. It's not only going to encourage yourself, but it's also going to release the power of God against your enemies to drive them out, and you're going to be set free. And when you do that, the Bible says, He says, I'll have respect unto you, I'll make you fruitful, I'll multiply you and establish my covenant with you. 2 Samuel 22, 38 to 41 says, I've pursued mine enemies and destroyed them and turned not again till I've consumed them. What do you do with enemies? Encourage yourself. You're going to get after them, pursue them, and overcome them. You're going to drive them out. Pursue your enemies. Cast them out. God gives you strength to battle, and He says that you are going to overcome them, and you're going to keep coming against them until they're fallen under your feet. And remember, the God of peace, He is going to bruise Satan under your feet shortly. That means speedily and swiftly the enemies shall be put underfoot, and you're going to possess the promises of God. So encourage yourself in the Lord and go forth and overcome. God bless you. We'll see you on the next broadcast. As I close today, do you have needs in your life? If so, we have a healing, deliverance, and counseling center to minister to your needs. We've seen the Lord set people free from anger, fear, anxiety, emotional and mental problems, as well as poverty and loss of prosperity and addictive problems such as nicotine, alcohol, drugs, and gluttony. The Lord will deliver you from all of these problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.